It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. Perhaps you're planning an automobile trip next weekend. A trip that will take you in or through a section of forest or grassland. If such is the case, won't you please take every precaution against starting a fire? A fire that could easily destroy many thousands of acres of precious timber, that might destroy human as well as animal life. In spite of repeated warnings and pleas, these fires do continue year after year. A hunter fails to douse his campfire completely. A motorist tosses his lighted cigar or match from his moving car. And the result is an inferno that sweeps through thousands of acres. Yes, it's a shameful fact that 90% of forest fires are caused by human carelessness or indifference, caused by people like you and me. So the next time you're out in the wide open spaces, be on the alert. Don't carelessly toss that burning cigarette stub from your car. Don't leave a campfire unattended. Remember, only you and I can prevent forest fires.
McGee?
Yeah, what do you want?
Listen, at the back door. Do you hear what I hear?
Yeah, hey, he's back. Good old Gregory is back. The prodigal has returned.
Don't let it throw you, dearie. After all, he's only a cat.
Only a cat? Old Gregory Snaggletooth, Split Ears, Peck the Third, only a cat? Gregory, my dear, is to me like one of the family. Run and let him in, will you? I'll prepare a little feast in his honor.
Okay. There's some milk out on the sink. Don't open up a new carton. I don't know what he sees in Gregory, but I know what Gregory sees in him. A kindly, affectionate meal ticket. Coming, Gregory. Ah, there you are. Aren't you ashamed of yourself, boy? You've been gone 3 days and you didn't even leave a farewell note. Where have you been? You don't say. Big fight, huh? I should see the other guy, huh? Well, if he looks anything like you, he's a mess. Come on in.
Oh, hi, Gregory, old boy. Hey, look what I got you. A nice saucer of milk. Now, wait a minute. I'll put it down. Wait a minute now. There. Boy, look at him go. He sure is hungry.
I wonder where he's been.
Yeah, old Greg's a bachelor, kiddo. He was probably out on a date.
What the girls see in him, I'll never know.
Now you hurt his feelings, you see. Oh, the milk's all gone, huh? Well, you wait a second, Greg. I got a little treat for you, boy. There. How's that? Looks good, huh?
Say, wait a minute, McGee. I bought that liver for our dinner tonight. You're not giving that to the cat. That's all we've got in the house, except some cold hot dogs from Saturday. Maybe you're not aware of meat prices, McGee, but that liver cost 90 cents a pound.
Well, what do you say, kiddo?
Well, how do you want your cold hot dogs tonight, cold or warmed over?
Anyway suits me. After all, if we want Gregory to stick around more, we got to treat him right.
I don't know how he can complain.
I'll fix his cushion on the chair. You'll probably want a nap after his lunch like he usually does. Ah, it's sure good to have old Gregory home. Me and him have a lot of fun. Come on, Gregory. Get the ball. Come on, boy. Get it. Here it is. Here it is. Got it. Now, let's try it again.
You know, that cat certainly is smart.
Well, sure he is.
The way he gets you to do tricks. Lying there, not saying a word, and getting you to throw the ball and chase it all by yourself.
Grocery boy!
Ever since that rainy day you found him in the alley and brought him home, that cat...
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. It's me.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
I brung your order, daughter.
And I want to say, what are you doing here, you little rascal?
Well, I live here, old-timer. What do you mean, what am I doing
here? No, not you, Johnny. I mean that little rascal you're holding in your lap.
Oh, him, that's...
I've been looking all over for you, Beauregard.
Beauregard?
How did that cat of mine get all the way over here?
Cat of yours?
You mean to say this is your cat?
Yep. Had him for over a month now. Found him in an alley one day during a rainstorm.
So did we.
So did you.
Yes, sir.
Now, wait a minute, Johnny. I don't know what you're trying to pull here, but that cat's mine. You ain't stealing Beauregard that easy.
His name is not Beauregard. It's Gregory. And we saw him first.
You couldn't have, daughter. He's my cat. Come on, Beauregard. Let's go home.
Don't you listen to him, Gregory. You stay right where you darn are.
Yes.
Now, look here, kids. Let's not argue. That cat is mine.
No,
and
sir.
I just want to show you
he
that...
Stand
you
stand right here.
He's not picking.
Come here, Gregory. Right. You keep your hands off.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
How's your portable radio playing? Has it been fading lately? Is it just sitting on a shelf dead or half alive? Probably nothing wrong with it that a set of fresh batteries won't correct. So why not get ready now for full-powered playtime listening? Take that portable of yours to your radio dealer or service technician and tell him to pep it up again with fresh, powerful, long-lasting RCA batteries. Your dealer knows radio is best. That's why he recommends and sells RCA batteries, backed by the greatest name in radio, the Radio Corporation of America. Insist on RCA batteries in the familiar red, black, and white cartons for full-tone listening pleasure all summer long. Hear your favorite programs wherever you roam and hear them right with RCA batteries, radio engineered for extra listening hours.
Remember, the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
Now look what you did. You chased the poor cat under the sofa.
I didn't chase him. Johnny did. All I did was say, come on, Beauregard, let's go home. Johnny's the one who grabbed for his tail.
Well, you're not taking Gregory out of here. He may come over to your house once in a while for a handout, but he spends most of the time here.
He does, huh? Well, where was he the past 3 days?
Well...
Over at my place, that's where.
Yeah, but where was he the most of the week before that?
Well...
Over here with us, that's where.
That don't prove a thing, daughter. I still say he's mine.
I say he's ours.
Now, wait a minute, boys. I've got a good idea. This should solve the problem fair and square.
What's that, kiddo?
That's here, daughter.
Well, we've both known the cat for about a month, right?
Right.
Well, let's just add up how many days and nights during the past month Gregory, or Beauregard as the case may be, has spent at each house.
Good. Then the one with the biggest total wins. Fair enough.
That sounds okay to me, daughter. Give me a pencil and paper. I got my diary right here. I'll put down...
And remember now, boys, no cheating, either of you. This is an important decision for this cat. We want to find out which home he likes the best so he can stay there, right?
Right. Stand by, Gregory.
Well, yeah, Beauregard, we'll be with you in a minute.
There. I got all the days and nights he spent here rode down, and by George, this ought to prove whose cat good old Gregory is. Come on, old-timer, hurry it up, will you?
Don't rush me, Johnny. Now, let me see. Was it Wednesday or Thursday that Beauregard had that asthma attack?
You sure it was asthma?
No, I think it was Friday.
Friday?
No, come to think of it, it was the hives. I was the one that had the asthma.
Oh,
that was Tuesday. I know it was Tuesday because me and him were listening to that fishing program he likes, Dipnet. And he started scratching. Okay, Beauregard boy, I'm ready. All right, kids, I got it all down here. What's your total, Johnny?
17. That's over half the month.
17?
So, yep, 10 days and 7 nights.
Well, what do you know? That's what I got. 17. 10 nights and 7 days.
Oh,
dear, if that isn't the darndest thing, exactly the same.
Somebody
must
have cheated,
that's all.
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me either. Beauregard is my cat.
His name ain't Beauregard, Dad rat it. My cat Gregory is...
Your cat, it's my cat.
It is not
your
cat.
Here, now, stop it. Both of you. You too, Gregory. Now, look, we're never going to settle this thing by arguing. What we need is somebody to act as a mediator. Some intelligent, level-headed person to listen to both sides. And judge this case honestly and fairly. Hello, operator. Get me Dr. George Gamble's office and hurry. This is urgent.
Now, you swear that whatever decision Doc Gamble makes, you'll go by it, right?
That's okay by me, Johnny. He's the judge. Agreed, daughter?
Agreed. He said he'd be here in a few minutes.
We'll run this thing just like a court trial. Each side gets 10 minutes to present their case.
And the doctor's verdict is final.
Don't worry, Beauregard. Won't be long now till you and I go home. When Judge Dr. Gamble opens court...
Well, here he is now. Come in.
Hello, Molly.
Hello, Dr. Gamble. So good of you to come over.
Ah, my good and true friend, the honest doctor.
Huh?
I love you too, Doc. Hi.
Hi, old-timer. Hey, what goes on here, anyhow? Molly, your phone call was very intriguing.
Well, we have a problem, Doctor. We need somebody to judge it for us, and you're the man. We agreed...
What was that? Well, I'll be darned. Homer. How did you get all the way over here, boy?
Homer?
What? Homer?
Well, yes, he's my cat.
That's Beauregard. He's my cat, Doc.
Gregory's our cat.
I don't know about Gregory, son, but this is Homer here. I'd know that split ear any place. Picked him up in an alley one night in a rainstorm. Come on, Homer, I'll take you home.
You're not taking that cat any place.
I'm not leaving without him.
I'm taking him myself.
He's staying here.
Wait,
that
dog,
sir. Now, Dr. Gamble, you have the cat.
Pepper and Molly will be right back. If you've ever wondered about the story behind the banner headlines you see in your newspaper every day, you'll find the answer in The Big Story, returning to the air this Wednesday night here on NBC. The Big Story is an account of the exciting work behind the scenes of a big city newspaper. You'll hear the true and dramatic details of a reporter's 24-hour-a-day job as he searches for his big story. Sometimes a front-page scoop falls right into a reporter's lap, but more often he has to track it down step by step, following the slimmest of leads, and with nothing to help him but his intuition and courage. It's true. It's exciting. It's The Big Story, returning to the air this Wednesday night on NBC. And Wednesday also means quiz fun with the popular Bill Cullen asking the questions on Walk a Mile. It's a different kind of quiz game, one that will keep you mentally exercised as well as entertained. So come on along and play Walk a Mile Wednesday night. It's the best in listening on NBC.
And you guys can sit right here in this living room all night for all I care.
I'm just stubborn enough to do it, too.
You're not going to take Gregory out of this house.
His name's not Gregory, it's Homer.
It's Gregory.
Homer! You're illegally detaining my cat, McGee, and I ought to have a warrant sworn out for you.
Oh, yeah?
You're both a couple of cat burglars, that's what you are. You're both trying to steal my little Beauregard. I ain't leaving this house till Bo comes to me.
Quiet down there, all of you. It's after midnight. I'm trying to sleep. So is Gregory.
Okay, kiddo. Good night. Now, looky here, you guys. That's my cat.
Good night, all.
That's my cat.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald predicting that this argument will still be going on tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow night for the further adventures of Gregory Beauregard Homer, the rambling tomcat, and, of course, Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Tonight, hear an address by George Meany, president of the AF of L, on most NBC radio stations.